Earlier this week, groups from all across New York rallied at D.C. headquarters to urge the agency and Governor Cuomo to deny a water quality permit for the Constitution Pipeline. One of the activists who has done a lot of work on this issue is Walter Hang. He's the president of Toxics Targeting in Ithaca. Walter, welcome back. How are you?
It's going very well. Thank you for inviting me.
So you have made a connection between an audit that the Controller DiNapoli's office issued last week and the water quality permits surrounding gas pipelines. What is that connection?
Well, out of the blue, the Office of the Comptroller issued an audit for the Public Services Commission's pipeline safety oversight. And essentially, the comptroller determined that all of the disclosures of the pipeline problems were made by the companies, and there wasn't even full knowledge of these accidents that had happened until, in many cases, the media actually reported the fires, the explosions, and the property damage was like $77 million. People got killed. People got injured. And this basically confirmed the research that I released last December, which showed, based on the Department of Environment and Conservation's own data, huge explosions, fires, ruptures that caused pipeline hazards all over New York State. And the amazing thing is that many of those problems caused water quality hazards that were never cleaned up according to DEC's own data.
So this is something that, as you mentioned, the controller confirmed with his audit. How are you connecting that with the Constitution Pipeline and the New York State's need to give it a water quality permit before it proceeds?
Well, the first thing is it's actually not a permit per se. It's actually what's called a water quality certification. And this certification can only be issued by the state of New York if the state determines that the proposed project will not cause water quality violations pursuant to the Clean Water Act. And so both the problems that I identified by sifting through the DEC zone data and the other problems that were reported frequently cause water quality violations that, according to DEC's own data, were not cleaned up to state standards.
So under that logic, Walter, no water certifications should be provided by the state of New York to any of the many pipeline projects that are underway.
That's exactly the case. The law is super strict. It doesn't say, you know, well, maybe, or, you know, we'll find out. It says you can only issue the Section 401 water quality certification if the state determines that the project will not cause water quality violations. And given that extraordinarily high bar, because these pipelines are huge. Mm-hmm. These are not little pipelines going from the main in the street to your house, right? These are, you know, 36-inch pipes buried in the ground, and if a plow hits them and they rupture and the gas comes out and ignites, whole towns can be set on fire. You know, if an anchor gets pulled through Long Island Sound and hits one of these, you know, subsurface pipelines and punctures it, the next thing you know, 15,000 gallons of oil is in Long Island Sound. So the law is very, very strict, and that's how come thousands of activists have been writing Governor Cuomo very respectfully to point this out, that he simply can't issue these Section 401 water quality certifications given the state of New York's inability to either prevent the problems from occurring or to clean them up once they happen. And they've been happening for years. It's involving dozens of pipelines all across the state, from Long Island all the way, you know, to the Niagara frontier, and everywhere in between. So it isn't, you know, until someone like me comes along and reviews the data that you say, wow, this is really a big problem. And in fact, some of the data I uncovered basically said when the Millennium Pipeline was being built, they hit contamination, and they speculated it came from pipelines that were built decades and decades ago that caused problems that had never been cleaned up. So this is a very, very tough issue, but I think the law is extremely strict and clear, and I don't think the governor can do anything except deny the Section 401 water quality certification for the Constitution Pipeline. That's the main matter at hand.
We all know, though, that there are politics involved, and when politics is involved, sometimes what is written in the law starts to appear less certain. What will you do as the president of Toxics Targeting if the DEC does go ahead and provide the water quality permit or certificate, rather?
The key thing is that I'm one of the, you know, few people around, you know, I used to be a public interest advocate who actually knows how to read these requirements, you know, and I know how to read the conditional approval, and the conditional approval for Constitution Pipeline from Federal Energy Regulatory Commission said, you know, we're going to assume that the pipeline's going to be built according to law. We assume there are going to be unavoidable problems, but we'll assume that they're going to be mitigated. You know, and that's what hasn't happened. So the bottom line is we've now told the governor very clearly and documented with his agency's own data exactly what's going on. So he's going to be making a decision with a very, very bright spotlight on him. And if he wants to perpetuate New York's continued addiction to fossil fuel, despite all of the language that he's used, that he has the most aggressive renewable energy agenda in the country, that's going to be a fundamental conflict. And if he doesn't safeguard the environment and public health from these kinds of hazards, given this enormous documentation, including from the comptroller of the state of New York, whose, you know, job it is to protect New Yorkers. Interest. So,
yeah, but he's, you know, the thing is, if you think about this, this governor has been pretty kind to environmentalists, considering, you know, the fracking debate, and a few other very important issues. He still hasn't okayed some things that are needed on other fronts of the gas issue. So, isn't that kind of tough talk for this governor?
No. In fact, I have a very different view regarding his decision on shale fracking. Number one, it's not the comprehensive hydraulic fracturing, high-volume prohibition that he promised. It's limited only to water. There are permits pending for propane fracking that he hasn't denied for nearly a year. And I know full well, based on all of the efforts that we made, you know, for something like, you know, 7 years, that he could have decided very early on that he didn't want high volume hydraulic fracturing, but instead he had to be pushed. He had to be prodded. He had to have 50,000 plus signatories to very detailed letters. So he was forced to make that decision, as far as I'm concerned, and that's how come I'm taking the same approach to this matter. And the most interesting thing is the governor only has until arguably April 29th, 2016, to deny this Section 401.
Or what? What'll happen then?
Or Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, will take back the privilege from the state of New York, and they'll almost certainly grant the 401 certification because they've already granted a conditional approval. And
so
that's how come I was so happy when the New York Times reported yesterday that this is now a very important issue for the upcoming presidential primary.
Walter, we're out of time.
Okay.
All right. Walter Hang is the president of Toxics Targeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan.